Now, Margaret is back this week, and Margaret, I think you've got a story about corpse candles, as Thaxted.
Yes, indeed I have, Scott. The corpse candles of Thaxted. That should cheer everyone up.
I think it most certainly will. Right, now what's all this about then?
Well, this story is from 1875. And bear in mind, 1875, we're talking no gas, no electricity. The only thing that you might be lucky enough to have if you live somewhere like Thaxted out in the country would be perhaps oil lamps or candles. And so we're looking at a house in the main street of Thaxted. And this house in 1875 had a new family who'd just taken up residence, and staying with them was a relation, a lady named Miss Warren. We unfortunately don't know her first name, we just know her as Miss Warren. And it was Christmas Eve, and the family were gathered in the parlour with their visitor playing cards, when suddenly the door opened and the young maid came in. And the young maid seemed rather upset, rather distraught, and she complained to her mistress that she'd been lighting a fire in another room using a candle that she'd found in one of the kitchen cupboards. She'd lit the fire and the fire was blazing merrily, but she could not extinguish the candle. The mistress of the house was extremely annoyed with the maid, told her not to be so stupid. Of course you can extinguish the candle, just blow it out. I've tried, said the maid. So the mistress and other members of the family who were curious about this candle that wouldn't blow out went into the kitchen and had a look at the candle. It was a very short candle and a stubby candle, so you would think that it couldn't burn for very much longer anyway. No matter how hard each member of the family tried, they could not extinguish the candle. Blowing out the candle just caused it to reignite. Plunging the candle in water, well, as soon as it was taken out, it lit itself again. And by now, you can imagine the family were becoming rather upset and rather worried. And the lady who owned the house went to talk to her next door neighbour. Now, the next door neighbour had lived there a long while. She'd lived there way before the family who lived in the house had taken up residence. And she'd known the previous occupant. And the previous occupant acted as a nurse come midwife. So you might say she saw the beginning of everybody and the end of everybody in Thaxted and surrounding area. Now, the lady who was the next door neighbour had been told that when the nurse visited those who were mortally sick and dying, she always took with her some candles, knowing that she might have to sit up at night with the invalid person. She always took her own candles rather than rely on the people that she was visiting to have some in their own home. Now, apparently, these candles were no ordinary candles. The old nurse always referred to them as corpse candles. And the neighbour explained to the family that there was a tradition that if one of these candles was lit on Christmas Eve, it could not be extinguished until the following day, Christmas morning, when the Christ child came. Well, the family obviously poo-pooed this, but nevertheless, they were worried enough to sit up all night watching the candle. In the morning, when Christmas Day was just dawning, the family looked at the candle. The candle was extinguished. It was simply smoking as though somebody had just put it out. And all that remained was a pile of wax. So the candle had burnt for the whole of the night. Bearing in mind that the candle had only been very short and very stubby when the maid had first lit it. And so that's the story of the corpse candles of Thaxted.
I thought you were going to tell me that the candle was still alight. But no. All right. Okay. That's a very good story. So what have you got for us next week?
Next week, Scott, I'll be talking about Busted Lodge. Now, those of you who know Billericay or live in Billericay will know Busted Lodge, not far from the police station and next door to the library. And it has a ghost.
We'll look forward to that. Thanks.